I'd like to, at this time, call to order the regular meeting of the Board of Directors Finance Committee for today. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call to take in the show. All members who are present, the Director Porter, Jerry Maloney.
Great. Hello, Ashley.
Hey, how are you, Dennis?
Good. Okay, so this is the time for public comments. If there's anybody, is there anybody online besides Ashley? And the auditor. Okay, so we have nobody online, we have nobody in the room. I'll give it a second. Nobody's coming on, so I will close public comment. And do you want to make a motion to approve the minutes?
Yeah, I need to motion to approve the minutes.
And I second, so it's carried. And now this is the time for, I believe Margaret is going to give us a presentation on the bi-monthly finance report. Hello, Margaret.
Hello. Well, good afternoon. I'm here to give you the financial report through August of 2025, so our first 2 months. And some of the information you'll see here is still in flux as we are transitioning to our new ERP system. And also there are other revenues that we don't receive sort of in that first few months, so we'll start to see them towards later part of this calendar year, and so we'll see sort of where some of those numbers lie. So as I go through here, hopefully I'm
recording in progress.
Continuing to go through and make refinements, if you will, to the presentation. So any recommendations are appreciated. First, up on the screen, can you share your screen or do I just refer to the page?
Why don't you go ahead and refer to the page and we'll just look it up in our packet.
Okay, sounds great. All right, so on page D1, it shows the results of our water. Again, this is our revenues for the first 2 months of the year. So you can see we're doing slightly better than actual, towards budget. And we are seeing an increase, if you will, on our water charges. So again, we continue to review those numbers and see how we can refine those numbers. But we seem to be seeing higher sales in that area there. But otherwise, most of the numbers from our budget to actual remain the same. And as you know, on the capacity connection charges, that number there, we do not budget for that, since that is not funds that we use towards operations, but rather funds that we collect and then use for capital projects. You can see we had some activity in that first 2 months at $41,000. So overall, $961,000 collected in the first 2 months. Moving to the next page, which is the financial results for the expenses, you'll see here that we had $973,000 in expenses compared to budget of $1.1 million. Again, we are seeing ourselves with positive variances here, including even in the areas where we have seen some higher hits, if you will, on our budget, such as system maintenance and also in just our general operations. With that said, we are still showing a loss for the first 2 months, and that is because, again, we don't get the bulk of our sort of fixed charges until later in the year, but we have expenses that come out each month. So I do see that will start to turn around as we start to receive those fixed charges later on.
Okay, can I interrupt for a moment, Margaret?
Please.
Okay, so a couple things that are interesting. We are full strength. Well, why is our salaries down? Well, we're not at full strength. What are we missing?
So salaries is we are.
So it's budgeted. We're at 40,000 below budget. Is why I'm asking. Just
that. We budget all the three budget all positions at top step, just in case somebody leaves. We need to replace top step.
Okay. It's just a simple, and then the other thing that I think is really kind of cool is that our actual utilities was less than we budgeted. That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Am I reading that right?
That is correct, yes. And I will also say on the staffing side, there was a position that someone vacated, I think, in June. I believe that hire has happened and is starting this month.
Field. Okay, great. Thank you. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Moving on to wastewater, you can see on wastewater. that pertains to our wastewater system, some maintenance costs that that Veolia does that we are seeing coming through on that area. But otherwise, again, we're staying sort of within our budget and feeling pretty comfortable about that.
Okay.
Moving on to Zone 8. Zone 8, we have our revenues on that first page, and that page there, 8, shows that, again, we're getting some program fees coming in, and that is for our pool program as well as our recreation programs. And we did also receive some community center fee. Again, we don't budget for those dollars because we anticipate using those for capital projects. And as a result of that, that's why we're seeing ourselves there. And again, this is sort of a timing item, not necessarily concerned on anything that's there. Moving on to the expenses for Zone 8, I did combine them. So this is the combined for both landscape and community center here. So overall, you can see where our overall picture is. Again, 198 versus 299. The biggest sort of difference you see there is in the capital outlay, some of those costs that we're anticipating to spend for our governmental funds for Zone 8, for instance, gets reflected here, and those are nothing had incurred in the first 2 months. So again, this shows you that we're highly dependent upon those revenues from the property one percent tax. So that's something to be mindful of, that again, we have month over month expenses, but revenues that come in at certain periods of time. And then if we move over to Zone 9, again, we have not received our first installment, if you will, on the assessment income. And then I'll just point out that interest earnings, did receive interest earnings. They just have not been allocated to our funds yet because I'm working through our new ERP system. And that's one of the items still that we're working through. And so I have not been able to allocate those funds, but we have received interest earnings. So I want you to be aware of that. And then also the county reimbursement with our new ERP implementation, making sure that the numbers are working the way we do, since we are not just charging them a $1 for $1, but an administrative fee as well, that I wanted to make sure that the system can handle it so that we can process it appropriately rather than the manual process that it has been. But again, the cost side of things, we are seeing ourselves with expenses within the budget, and so again, those are just mostly timing associated with them. So the next slide I have up is capital projects. I'll pause to make sure you have any questions on the operating side before I move into capital.
Let me look here real quick to see if my question is going to be answered later on in the presentation. I didn't see that. Do we have a report on our reserve accounts, a list of our reserve accounts, and how much money is in those accounts?
I can certainly do that. I have not included it in this report.
Well, the only thing that brings to mind is when I see an interest payment, that's got to be off the reserve account, correct?
That is correct. And so I would say that, because I've said it several times now, but we are, I'll say, dependent upon the funds that we get from the county as it relates to our fixed charges or our Zone 8 monies or our assessment for Zone 9. I'll say that this is a low point of our cash because, again, first 2 months of the year, we're seeing cash just go out the door before the money comes in the door. So our balances are definitely lower, but we are managing it. And when we are getting those funds in December, that will help us ahead
of the game, if you will. So it's a timing thing as well, but I can
certainly include that on the next
month's
report what our cash balances are.
And for some reason, Margaret, I'm sorry, forget it.
Move
on.
Stare at
something on the wrong chart. Both with Mobile Modular and the project manager. And then the projects that you see let me just run through these really quick with Dina, Margaret, one second. So on the administration bill, that's all we've invested so far. That's pretty low. That's amazing. Okay, and then these other projects. Well, is there still more to expend on that, or is that to date, or is that the total expenditure?
The total expenditure is $5 million.
Okay. All right. So there's still more there. The underwater crossing is complete.
The marina underwater crossing.
Right. So that's a final number, more or less. Okay. The cathodic protection.
It's ongoing. Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. And okay. Very good. All right. Thank you. We've already invested in some consulting on the underwater crossing out there, huh? Some engineering or something on that?
The 7.1?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you, Mark. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm kind of mixing roles here. Sorry about that. Because you know I'm on the wastewater, so when I see this, I just want to make sure I got to straighten my head. That's all. Okay, moving on. Are we going to have to do the whole bypass thing and everything again for those?
For 3 and 5.
Okay. All right, sorry. Again, mix it.
No problem. And so it sounds like we went through the wastewater project.
Yes.
Landscape and community center. Those projects are, under development.
Okay.
I'm sure further discussion on that. Moving on to the next slide, which is the debt portfolio. Again, this just shares where we're at with our current debt. We have our December 1st bond payment that we'll be making here in November to ensure that it's on hand with the trustee by December 1st. And then it reflects that we have about $2.7 million left in our construction fund towards that. So to answer your earlier question, we spent $3 million to date. There's probably another $2.7 or around there that we will be spending to complete that project.
Got it.
All right, and then finally, my last slide here is just really to reflect the finance activities that what we've completed this period, which is, of course, the annual audit. You'll hear from our auditor in just a moment. And then upcoming projects or activities include our state reporting. We are required by the state of California to do what's referred to as a Mark Bruce report that has to do with our joint powers authority as it relates to our debt. And so we work with our consultant to get that filed. And it was filed this week with the state, the deadline is October 31st. We are also in the final area for our classification and compensation study, and more information will come out in the next few months. But that is progressing along, and we'll, like I said, be sharing results later this year. And then finally, I know there's a separate standalone update as it relates to our financial software implementation, but that's where I've been spending most of my time, is getting those modules up and running, and it's going smoothly. You can see there what has been completed and what are in progress, with the intent of ultimately bringing a full conversion done by the end of the calendar year, early part of January. So with that concludes my monthly bi-monthly report.
On that software update, Margaret, how long? Tough question. Maybe it's a stupid question. How long do you see this lasting us until it's time to do it all over again? We were way behind on updating that system. It was antiquated. It wasn't user friendly. It didn't give you the reports you needed. And I know that that's the reason that we approved the upgrade. How long do you see that upgrade being effective for you? I know I'm asking to look into a crystal ball a little bit here, but
yeah.
What do you think on that?
We do have an annual maintenance fee that we'll pay with them, and so we'll stay current, if you will, with it. And I think the functionality that we have here is, I'll say, best practice functionality. And so I do anticipate that, a good 5-7 more years is typical for a ERP system. And it just depends on how we evolve as an agency as well, what are additional features that we have. But I think that we're trying to anticipate those now so that we are not in a position to say, we're activated on this software,
good, because, you know, once we make that decision, it's kind of a catch 22 if you, you know, I hate to ask the question, well, are you satisfied with the selection you made? Well, obviously, because it has the flexibility that you need and you think we need to be able to move forward with this and use this system for a while anyway.
Correct, yeah.
Great, thank you very much. All right, we're done with that report. We're gonna move on to this agenda here. I got too many agendas in front of me. We're gonna move on to updates, Tyler Technologies implementation update. Who's doing that?
That would be Margaret, and I kind of alluded to it a little bit with your question. So Margaret, if you want to
continue. Oh, is that the software program?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so Tyler is our software program. The only thing I will say is, you know, I think that the team is embracing it. It is a lot of work to set it up, but it is allowing us to have that interface between modules. I would say a lot of the finance and administration team are having their hands in on making sure that we have a robust system set up and the features that we can include going forward. So I wanted to say compliments to the team on helping going navigating through this, because this is to work on top of their their current workload. So I just want to compliment the team on that. But and the managers are starting to see a little bit of it, but again, once we have it fully implemented, I think we'll be able to generate better reports for them that they will be able to just have in their inbox, for instance, or be able to access that information there. And I think information is power, so having them have access is another good feature here. So again, the anticipation is that we'll be moving through all the modules, and the last module to be implemented is utility billing, which is with our December billing, which is really for November, and then we'll do it again with them in January for our December billing, but then we're on our own. So we're excited about it, but nervous at the same time. But I think it's been a good move for the district to move forward with this implementation.
I agree with you, and I think one of the benefits is that we don't get siloed. The system's integrated between different departments. Different departments are using the same software, and we're not so siloed. So nothing gets kind of like, oh, I didn't know that was happening, and because the reports you can cross train across different with different personnel, because it's all the same system. And I think it'll be a very robust system for the district. So thank you for that choice, and thank you for that update.
Hey, Margaret, this is Ashley. I have a quick question on the implementation. So do you think you're about 85% there, 90% there? I know the goal is to be completely done by December, but percentage-wise, what do you think for?
Well, I mean, I'll say core financials, but I didn't say that is like all the account codes that you use, and we have set it up so that we can have department codes, activity codes, fund codes, and I'll say they call it object codes, which is basically your account, like is it salary, is it utilities or whatever. All of that fundamental stuff has been set up. And then we've done accounts payable, so all the checks that you see now, even the report you see in the board packet, which is like here's a monthly disbursement report, is coming from Tyler. So I will say that most of that aspect is complete. I will say that the next step is payroll, and we're bringing payroll in-house, so that's a lot of work to be done. So we've been meeting every morning for a few hours to set up the configuration, and I will say that by November, I will say I feel like we'll be 90% through, and the remaining portion, the only other thing to implement after that would be utility billing, which is a big lift in its own, and we've already started to do some work on that. So hard to give a percentage, because some are 100% complete, some are in the early stages, and some are we're right in the middle of it. So, but overall, I feel like maybe we're at a 60%, and but by November we'll be at 90, and by the end of the year we'll be at 100.
And I think that gives you some perspective on kind of how things are being implemented and where that we're looking to be done. So I appreciate that. It's pretty great when it's all done.
Yeah. I mean, all said is, I'll say in earnest really began implementation configuration in July. So
Anything else, Ash?
Thank you. No, I was just kind of like entering as a fan, but I like thinking with the invoicing and stuff, and I, you know, we use a similar system, our company, and it makes things nice, so you can see kind of where it's not only accounted for or coded to, but then you see the invoices and like kind of from a tracking perspective or a year-over-year perspective, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay. Moving on to the item F, discussion and possible recommendation on audited financial statements for the fiscal year. And I think we're going to invite our auditors to join us at this point and give us a little presentation.
Yeah, and before Tiffany speaks, I'll just say that, again, you know, we're glad to be working with CLA or Clinton Larson to go through our audit. We went through some quick review of our audit just because of our implementation, so I want to say thank you to her for navigating a really quick audit, but I think, you know, because we were converting up the fiscal year at the same time that we're trying to do an audit, you know, we did a lot of cleanup, and I want to say thank you for them for helping us get us up back on the right track on a few items that I wish we will cover in the presentation.
Great. Well, let's... I think we're going to have to work through your report because I don't believe that our system's up and running. We're having some technical difficulties here today. So we'll just refer to the report that you presented to us.
Yeah, so in the packet, I believe it's page, it starts on page F1-5 is the presentation slides.
Yeah, so I'm getting there, we're getting there. F1-2, okay. So just like the last few pages here. Okay, so I am almost there. There we go. Yep, I got your cover sheet. We'll start with that. You can just work off of that, and we have it in front of us.
All right, no problem. Well, good afternoon, committee members. My name is Tiffany Fong. I was the partner on this engagement. Starting on the slide that says scope of work, scope of our services was to perform an audit of the district's annual financial statements for a fiscal year ended June 30th, 2025, in accordance with auditing standards generally accepted in the United States, as well as government auditing standards. If you go to the next slide, for the auditor's reports, I'm going to go over some key points of our auditor's reports. We have issued an unmodified opinion on the district's financial statements, which is the highest level of opinion, and it means that we believe the financial statements present fairly in all material respects the financial position and changes in financial position of the district as of June 30th, 2025. We believe the audit evidence that we obtain is sufficient and appropriate to provide a basis for our auditor opinions. There's an emphasis of a matter paragraph in our auditor's report this year describing two changes that were made to the beginning balances. One was for the district closing the community center fund into the lighting and landscaping zone 8 fund. The other one was for the correction of an error with regards to how certain transactions between the financing authority and the water and sewer fund were being reported in the past. And I'm going to go into more detail about this on the next slide.
Good.
So on the report on internal control or financial reporting, not ready for the next slide yet. There was more points on the auditor's report, The auditor's report states that management is responsible for the preparation and fair presentation of the financial statements, and our responsibility as auditors is to obtain reasonable assurance about whether the financial statements as a whole are free from material misstatements.
Got it.
Yeah, now we're ready for the next slide. So in accordance with government auditing standards, we have also issued another report on our consideration of the district's internal controls over financial reporting. So in planning and performing our audit of the financial statements, we do consider the district's internal controls as a basis for designing our audit procedures. The purpose of this report is to describe the scope of that testing and not to provide an opinion on the effectiveness of the district's internal controls. However, if we do find any material weaknesses or significant deficiencies, we do report them to the board. And for this year's audit, show in each of these funds on the financial statements. So we had to correct that accounting this year, and then these transactions can be recorded appropriately moving forward. So I'll pause for a second if there's any questions about that.
Yeah, Ashley, you have a question?
No, I don't.
Okay, I do. So the material weakness was strictly in the way it was being reported, not in any question with regards to where funds were or accounting for funds or anything like that, but strictly as a, for lack of a better term, a journal entry that wasn't done properly. I know that's simplifying things and that's not technically what happened, but because I was surprised to hear you describe it the way you described it. I didn't realize that, that they paid us and then we, the JPA paid the town, and the town then turned around and paid the JPA back, and the JPA technically made the payment. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, it did not.
Yeah. Yeah, you're correct. You're correct that it's not a finding in terms of how money was spent or where it went. It's just the internal accounting of where it
was. So it was a technical aspect is all it was.
Correct.
Okay, very good.
And so then, the other finding that we reported this year is a significant deficiency. This was the finding we had reported last year too, in regards to internal controls over the journal entries process. The recommendation is the same to basically implement more checks and balances over review and approval of journal entries, such that someone else looks at a journal entry other than the person who has prepared it. I know Margaret is working on training the accounting staff so that there can be more people involved in the journal entry process. And I think with the implementation of your new ERP system, that can also factor into having more controls over the journal entry process.
Okay, let me think about that for a second.
Can I ask a question about that?
Yeah, please do while I'm thinking.
While you're thinking. So basically, right now, the way that it stands is that the journal entries are primarily done by Margaret, and the checks and the balances on that need to be someone else who's doing those journal entries, and Margaret would be essentially approving them. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'll just echo it is, you know, as a small agency, yes, it's hard to necessarily have all those things in place, but the effort towards, you know, moving towards a more integrated system allows the staff then to step away from doing more transactional work and then being more in the analysis work, so that when we see something that needs to be corrected, that they can be doing the correction, I can be reviewing and approving those corrections and moving it forward. As it stands today, all those corrections are done by me and reviewed by me. And so, so I don't disagree with what the finding is here. It's just is a shift in sort of how we function going forward. And again, I think the ERP system will allow us to put sort of stop gaps in there, so that like it basically says, you know, is, you know, that even someone who, you know, let's say is doing a journal entry isn't necessarily experienced in it, that it can get sort of, you know, so even if it was, let's say, one of my entry-level accountants making a journal entry, if it's incorrect and I don't see it, then, you know, it can also have an impact on your financials and how it's presented. And so the hope is too that as they're doing work, I review the work, that they know that it's going in. So, because, you know, at the end of the day, like, there was a few items that, like, Tiffany, you know, said, I think you meant to reverse those signs. I'm like, you're right, you know. So it was just one of those things that, again, we're working towards making that happen, and my anticipation will have that cleared by the end of, you know, before the next fiscal year's audit.
Sounds good to me. Appreciate you identifying those. And again, it's a system identification. It's not like you think there's anything wrong, that there's anything nefarious going on. It's just strictly a systems process, a process that we're looking at improving on. Okay. All right. On to your next slide.
Yes. Yeah. So on the next slide, we've also issued a letter to the board at the conclusion of our audits, which I will summarize. So this letter of communications with those charged governors states that we have communicated the kind of scope and timing of our audit and our engagement letter. We also did a presentation to the Finance Committee on August 4th, 2025. The letter further states that management is responsible for the selection and use of appropriate accounting principles, which are described in Note 1 to the financial statements. There were no new accounting policies that were adopted this year that had a material impact on the district's financial statements. The district's financial statements also does not contain any estimates or disclosures that are particularly sensitive or required a substantial judgment by management.
Okay.
On the next slide, we did not encounter any significant difficulties during our audit. We did not have any disagreements with management. We had some uncorrected misstatements that management has determined were immaterial overall to the financial statements, and those are attached to the letter. Lastly, to our knowledge, management did not consult with other accountants regarding auditing and accounting matters. That concludes the presentation.
So there's been some discussion amongst board members here with regards to interest accumulated on reserve funds and whether they are restricted or unrestricted funds. In other words, because we are a Prop 218 primarily district, we don't have a general fund per se that we, because we don't, aren't able to tax people and put money into a general fund. That's not our role. So there's been some questions that I just kind of want to clear up. And there was a couple of different opinions whether the interest from Prop 218 money could be put into a general fund and then used at the discretion of the board, or whether that money was because it was earned on a certain task. In other words, let's say wastewater or water or the wastewater water reserve fund, it can only be used within the water and wastewater reserve fund. Do you have an opinion on that, auditors?
Yeah, I would say like general accounting practice does say yes, the fund that is earning, whose money is earning the interest should stay there. But also, and I think Margaret had clarified with your bond counsel too, that your water and sewer funds have, net revenue coverage from the bonds that does restrict the earnings to be basically pledged to make your bond payments. So not only is kind of there's general accounting practice that would require it, you actually do have legal
contractual obligation for being that interest earning
with the fund that is earning it.
Okay, that answers my question. I mean, I'm not sure it's going to satisfy all the questions that are going to be asked, but I understand your position on that. I understand Margaret's position very clearly on that, and staff's position on that. But I wanted to ask that question to make sure that if, in fact, the Finance Committee has asked whether we addressed that issue, we did. And I don't have any cause to think that there's a different answer at this point. So thank you for that. Anything else, Ashley?
No, I mean, that makes complete sense.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
It's been there's been discussion amongst the board on that, and I think we probably need to put it to bed at some point. Okay, so thank you very much. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Thank you very much for that comprehensive presentation. We appreciate it very much. And the next thing I see on the agenda is future discussion items, which we'll leave to staff's, or future agenda items, which we'll leave to staff's discretion. And with that, I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.